WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners, we enter into our segment, and this is Surah Yasin. We turn to verse number 28. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi hab li hukma walhiqni bis salihin waj'al li lisana sidqin fil akhirin. We make this dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. Nas'aluka ya Allah, ya Rahman, bijalalika wa nuri wajhik, an tulzima qulubana hifza kitabak, kama allamtana warzuqna an natluwahu ala an-nahwi alladhi yurdhika anna. Nas'aluka ya Allah, we plead of you, we beg of you ya Allah, ya Rahman, O most compassionate, bijalalika wa nuri wajhik, by the majesty and nur of your countenance, and tulzima qulubana hifza kitabik, that you grant our hearts the capacity to memorize your kitab. Kama allamtana, just the way you had blessed us with its knowledge. Warzuqna an natluwahu ala nahwi alladhi yurdhika anna, and allow us, grant us the capacity to recite it in a manner that is pleasing to you, ya Allah. This year, and then you go, Allahumma badi'a as-samawati wal-ard, O Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth, dhal jalali wal-ikram, majestic and kind, wal-izzati allati la turam, the possessor of such dignity which cannot be imagined for anyone else. Nas'aluka ya Allah, we beg, we plead of you ya Allah. Ya Rahman, bijalalika wa nuri wajhik, by the majesty and the nur of your countenance, and to know wira bi kitabik, and to know wira kitabika abasarina, that you illuminate our eyes with the nur of your kitab. Wa antutliqa bihi alsinatana, and that you allow it, you remove, or you allow its recitation from my tongue, from our tongues. وَأَن تُفَرِّجَ بِهِ عَنْ قُلُوبَنَا, and remove the grief from our hearts through it. وَأَن تَشْرَحَ بِهِ صُدُورِنَا, and expand our chests. So we turn to the Quranic verse, and that is verse 28, Surah Yasin. Chapter 36, verse 28. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين. And we did not send down to his people any army from the heavens after him, nor were we in need to send down, nor were we in need to send down. So what does this mean? This means that Habib al-Najjar, Habib who was the carpenter, and he then gives his life for Allah Azza wa Jal. Literally, he gave his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was filled with so much of hope and conviction that nothing could put a stop to him. He was just heading forth. And he said to the people, he was giving the message of Tawheed, follow these messengers. Just a few thoughts came to mind while saying the word follow. See, following does not go against Tawheed. Sometimes we tend to think following goes against Tawheed. Following does not go against Tawheed. Following is learning how to imbibe that level of conviction which is going to amplify that understanding of Tawheed in us. That is what following does. People say, just go direct. Allah Azza wa Jal says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. You must make this dua, guide us to the straight path, ya Allah. guide us to the straight path, Ya Allah. Together with that, what's the straight path? The straight path, صراط الذين أنعمت علي. The path of those, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The path of those whom you have favored. In this already is telling you that following is important. This is giving that message. We don't worship people, but to learn, we have to follow people. When you speak of synod, when you speak of the golden chain of a hadith, how it comes down, it can't be that no, you go straight. It's got to be through a level of synod. How did this? And each person is scrutinized and heavily scrutinized to see, is this narration fine or not? Can we accept it or not? See the importance of following one after. This is how Allah Azza wa Jal has protected his deen. This is the way Allah Azza wa Jal has protected his deen. So Habib Najjar, he mentioned to his people that follow. He gave the message, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلُ يَسْعَى. And he said, he came, a person came from the most furthest part of the city. And he gave, he said, follow he who does not ask. Follow he who does not ask for any reward and who are guided. So the following part I wanted to mention to you here. Based on that, his tawheed increased and he was ready to give his life. And now the people didn't like the message. This is it. When people do not like your message, they will kill you. They will go to such levels, they will kill you. Go and see all the different people over the past few years. Sheikh Anwar Olaki, he was taken, a drone, and they sent it like cowards from the top. Then few years later, his daughter. All of this is done. Why? Because you are giving a message that opposes them. They want you to speak their tone. Then they will praise you. Look at, go and see the Imam of the Haram Sharif. He is locked up. Why? Because he spoke. He was given a 10-year sentence. Why? Because he spoke against what they wanted and he spoke what is correct, what is the Sharia. No intermingling, this, that. In the Haram, he grabbed the opportunity. They grabbed him and they said, you go in prison now for 10 years for speaking the haq, for speaking the truth. You will be killed, O believers. But let that not be a barrier for you. You continuously go in that direction. You see, there's two things you must understand. When it comes to hunger, and you cannot find any food, there's absolutely no food. Say the Palestinians, there's no food, absolutely, they can't find nothing. Except that there is a little bit of pork meat that is there. It's reached, listen well, it's reached such a level where they can lose their lives. Now must they eat that or what must they do? To save their lives, they must eat but not take any delicious moments from it or take any enjoyment out of it. They must eat just to, for survival purposes. They must eat with that hatred in the heart that this is, I'm doing this here, but I don't like to do it. But because of this forced circumstance, they have to do it. And if they don't do it, they'll be a sinner in that situation. If they say, you know what, I'll never eat this pork or this alcohol, and they need to drink a little bit, and you can't eat to your satisfaction, you have to eat enough that is going to allow you to survive. If you do not do so, you become a sinner. In that instance. So automatically, if you just search within, there's something that he's saying, but then how did Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we all know the incident of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhum, on the scorching sun, and he was beaten because he loved to say, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. They asked, "Oh Bilal, why did you choose specifically Ahad Ahad?" He said, "Because I knew this will frustrate them more. And I wanted to frustrate them with Tawheed, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad." And I continuously said it. And they beat him more and they did all sorts of things. So how come in that circumstance there is an exception there? Because when it is done, when it is your life, and Allah Azza wa Jalla, go see the annals of history, it's recorded with red ink. It's recorded with red ink. That is our history. Blood of the martyrs until today. This legacy continues, and it's a legacy which we all love. Allama Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has placed in his chapter of truthfulness, Babu Sidq, he's placed this hadith there. And he said, the hadith is, a person who wishes, he wants martyrdom, bi sidqin. Man sa'ala Allah ta'ala shahada bi sidqin. Whoever asks Allah Azza wa Jal for martyrdom with a truthful heart, bi sidqin, Allah Azza wa Jal will ballaghahu manazil ash-shuhada wa imma ta'ala firashihi. Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him the status of shahadat, manazil ash-shuhada, of martyrs, even though wa imma ta'ala firashihi, passes away on his dead, on his bed. This is it. Allah Azza wa Jal will honor, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant this status. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this love for shahadat. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Do not say about those who are slain in Allah Azza wa Jal's path that they are deceased. بَلْ أَحْيَا, they are alive. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, but you perceive not. You understand not. You comprehend not. So understand well the status of shahadat. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse 28, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ, and we did not send down to his people, قَوْمِهِ refers to Habib, مِن بَعْدِهِ, any army from the heavens, مِن جُنْدٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, after him, right? Nor were we, وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ, and nor were we to send down. So divine punishment descended upon the people who rejected the messengers, and they had beaten up Habib Najjar until he passed away as a martyr. Regarding the sending of punishment, it was said that Allah Azza wa Jal did not have to send an army of angels to seize these people. Nor was it the way of Allah to send such army, because what was it in fact? So what does it mean? We did not send down to his people any army from the heavens after him, nor were we in need to send down. To understand this, you have to go to the next verse. In kanat illa sayhata wahida, it was no more than a single cry. Fa idha hum khamidun, and in no time they were extinguished. It was just one single cry. Jibreel alayhi salam came. He gave one single cry, no punishment as such where there was an earthquake or tremor or any of that sort. No angels coming down. In this particular instance, Allah can punish even with a scream. Now I'll share with you this here. Let's first discuss, what is Khamidun? Khamidun means, it comes from the word Khumud. And this is used to extinguish a dying fire. The life of the living depends on energy. When this energy is not there, what remains is death. So khamidun means extinguish, gone, extinct, put off. وَمَا كُنَّا, so إِن كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ, they were totally extinguished. Nothing could keep them living. So, just one point, then we end. A scream. How does a scream, how can a scream be so terrifying? I didn't understand this. You hear about it, you believe in it, but the actual reality kicked in one day. I was driving and then this person, maybe I did something wrong, I'm not too sure. I couldn't understand, till today I can't understand what happened. But this person drove past, his windows were open. So his passenger window was also open. My window was open too. As he drove past, he gave such a scream, a terrifying scream. And I wondered, what is this now? And he drove. So till today, I can't understand why did he do that. After that, then I immediately, your brains, your mind goes towards incarnate illa soiha. Soiha, a scream can be terrifying. That's just a human being screaming. When Allah Azza wa Jal instructs the angels, and a major, a archangel such as Jibreel alayhi salam, he comes and he gives this terrifying scream. No armies, no, we didn't need to send down any of that. They rejected, they belied the messengers, and those that were giving the truth, we send down the punishment. Take lesson, O believers. When Tawheed is gone, when there's no one to instruct towards goodness, no one to prevent the evil, understand, we calling a punishment upon ourselves. That is why, when those who are doing Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar, respect them even though we can't practice. Respect them even though we can't practice. Respect them even though we are involved, and say, Ya Allah, you grant them tawfiq, grant me tawfiq to come out of the sin, and grant them tawfiq to carry on this work. Habib Najjar, he came out of his idol worshipping, and then he became a propagator of truth, and he prevented people from harm, evil. And for that reason, they killed him. They killed the messengers. And what happened? Punishment was the final outcome. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.